This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
944 Lundy Graw. Man, I'm telling you what, we had the King and Queen of Zulu. We had His Majesty Rex and the Queen of Carnival. Now we're talking of Grand Marshal from ALA, J.P. Morrell. All kind of royalty this morning. How you doing, J.P.?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Let's talk about the weather and what you're hearing. It seemed as though I've run the gamut of emotions, JP. It seemed as though earlier wasn't looking so good after talking to the Rex people, maybe looking a little bit better. Thoughts on what's going to happen tomorrow? And Zulu as well, saying that maybe a little bit different maybe, but I don't know that anybody wants to speak out of turn. What are you hearing?
What I'm hearing is that the meteorologists are predicting some pretty significant weather. And I know some other parishes have already canceled or postponed parades. I think that we are, as a city, doing a wait and see, and that we'll know something better by this afternoon. But the weather is going to be inclement. It's going to be serious. And we're just trying to figure out a way to navigate through this without disappointing people. Because obviously, everyone waits all year for Zulu and for Rex.
Right.
And it's just... it's difficult. We're going to figure it out. But, I mean, the weather is a real significant concern. And the news about the weather is only getting worse as time goes by.
So, with all that being said, no Mardi Gras in Metairie. Are you concerned with a big influx coming into Orleans Parish? Is that a concern?
Not really at this point. I mean, the reality is that we've had Mardi Gras days where it rains. And it does mitigate itself to some degree, Tommy. As you know, there are people that if the weather is inclement, they're not going out anyway. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Mardi Gras is Mardi Gras. We always anticipate that it's going to be a blowout, largest crowd. It's the last day of Carnival. So, I mean, if the influx comes in from outside the city, we can handle it. We can handle any size of crowd. It's just an issue of making sure that the weather is not going to impact people's safety.
I saw a story at NOLA.com by Casey Bumnash about Bubnash. About the crew of Chad, and then she talked about the crew of somebody else, and just people setting up all of this ridiculous stuff on a neutral ground. And I know after the Bourbon Street attack, there was some leeway, I guess, given and to the NOPD about enforcement. What's been your experience riding in ALA, JP, and your experience? Because what I'm thinking is, if you got 50 mile an hour winds and people are setting up tents, that's not going to be a good thing. Thoughts?
No, I mean, honestly, I think for the first weekend, the first couple of nights, that we saw people being pretty respectful and trying to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Talking to my friends and my own experience on the route, it's gotten pretty bad this weekend. But the challenge we had was in the council's communications with the police chief, we passed that ordinance giving discretion because that's what they requested, because we were trying to set expectations. I think there was a bit of a mixed messaging in that we tried to set expectations that NOPD would do what it could, and then the mayor during her Mardi Gras press conference said, we're tearing everything down. And
wait, tearing
the issue
everything
is,
down metaphorically or literally?
Literally. She said enforcement would be at an all-time high, and as you saw over the last couple of days, it hasn't.
No.
And so when you have that kind of mixed messaging, I think we were trying to set expectations as a council as to what the NOPD could do. I think the administration kind of gave the impression that they were going to be able to have robust enforcement. It didn't happen, and really it's going to be an issue for next year. I mean, the reality is, even as last year ended, this was never going to be what it needed to be, because it's not just NOPD. You have to sign a bunch of contracts, like with sanitation disposal companies and with tow trucks and other groups, well before Mardi Gras, to have robust enforcement, and the administration just didn't do any of that. So, I mean, my guess, Tommy, would be with a new administration next year, we will actually have the enforcement people expect that is robust and even-handed. And this year was kind of a bust on enforcement, in my opinion.
You know, I grew up here. I've been here my whole life. And what I see on social media, the pictures of ladders on St. Charles and the tarps, it seems to be exponentially getting worse every year.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Here, do you notice that or not?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you an example. When we did the legislation banning tents, and I talked about all the tents, the poop tents, the porta potty tents being set up, people kind of laughed it off. Now you go on social media, and now that people are looking for it, they're like, holy crap, these tents do exist. They're all over the city.
Pardon
like,
the pun.
Right. So the issue is that it has gotten out of control. And like I said, we wouldn't have to have done all that legislation if people had just been reasonable. But the reality is, Tommy, people that are from here aren't like that. Most of the people that are putting up these tents and building these Taj Mahals, they're not New Orleanians. They're not even necessarily from Jefferson. These are people from around the country and around the state who they kind of descend on here, and kind of like Columbus discovering new country, just kind of scope out some land and claim it for themselves for the weekend. And I mean, people who grew up here, we know that's not really the meaning of Mardi Gras. I mean, during Allah, honestly, Tommy, it wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. But then I was getting pictures from friends who are riding in Hermes or riding in Tux or the like, and they're like, no, once you got to the full Mardi Gras weekend, it's when those people kind of materialized out of the air, setting up their own little cordoned off spaces. But to your point, part of the reason why, not just for security post Bourbon Street, we have those restrictions in place is because during inclement weather, if your tent collapses on you, if your ladders fall over and hit your family, we can't get the people if the route is too congested. I mean, part of the whole reason we did some of those things was also because EMS and fire and police said some of the instructions people put in for convenience and for their personal use, when something goes wrong, we can't get to the route to help people.
I saw pictures of ladders 3 and 4 rows deep jammed against each other, and I don't think you can get through that with a truck. I'm not advising anybody do that. I'm just saying, to your point, JP, there's no need for it. It's not safe, and something's got to be done. I think it does anyway.
Yeah, I agree. But like I said, I think this is something that this year was disappointing. I think it's been kind of a bust, and I think it's an issue we'll deal with the next administration with giving the departments who want to enforce the support they need to do robust enforcement. And I think that this administration really hasn't committed to doing robust enforcement, which is why an environment where everything is permitted has kind of, you know, been there and grown.
One thing the administration is committed to is travel. At least they were. Tell me what's going on with budgeting and money and all that stuff.
Well, we passed an ordinance that bans all unnecessary travel through the end of April. There were a couple of small carve-outs, one for state and federal money for grants, because there's some grants given to us by state and federal partners that require travel for departments like Department of Health and Hospitals. We also did a carve-out for employees of the airport because they have to travel in some instances. But for the most part, Tommy, it's a citywide ban on not just travel, but frivolous spending on food with credit cards, as well as rentals or leases of new cars, because as you know, or you may not know, even as the administration was saying that we are struggling with money and we have the secret deficit that requires us to not pay our bills or pay the school board for the money it's owed, the administration was still trying to rent new cars. And the reality is that there's a disconnect between their messaging that we are in dire financial states and yet they're robust spending habits that had not been curbed. So first thing we're starting with is travel for everyone. That's not just the mayor, it's the city council, it's all city employees. There's no unnecessary travel or expenditures, but if we don't get a plan from the administration, A, supporting a deficit exists, and B, a plan how we're going to budget cut for that deficit, the council is going to have to continue to go in and make cuts. And us doing cuts without information is doing surgery with a sledgehammer. But you've got the administration saying the sky is falling, but they have no plan on how to address it.
Somebody texted in, said they were riding in Toth yesterday, saw a pirogue on top of two ladders that was stretched the length of the pirogue. I wouldn't doubt it at all, JP. It wouldn't surprise me.
I've actually seen that before. But
so
yeah.
Look, I guess if it's not people from here and it's a council that has a pass at a new administration, you would think the voters would be for it of New Orleans, so maybe get something done, hopefully.
I agree.
Thank you, sir. Have a good Mardi Gras.
You too.
JP Morrell, City Council Member, Grand Marshal of ALA, 953. Taking a break. Coming back. WWL.
All right, everybody. It's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.